This is the brief on combating veterinary compassion fatigue through hobbies. You know, veterinary professionals face extreme exhaustion from the daily trauma of animal care, but intentionally choosing the right outside hobbies actually alters your stress hormones. We know how to treat our patients, but what happens when the caregiver's own empathy tank runs completely dry? Well, first, try building daily creative outlets. Spending just 45 minutes drawing or shaping clay drops cortisol in 75% of people, even with zero artistic talent. Or try just 10 minutes of expressive writing or listing three good things right after a shift. Could picking up a paintbrush or a pen literally rewire how your brain processes a devastating shift? For sure. Second, seek physical, nature-based disconnection to get those endorphins pumping. Try canicross, which is basically cross-country running with dogs, Nordic walking, yoga, or even making natural cosmetics. It's all about forcing your brain completely out of vet mode. Honestly, what happens when you swap the stethoscope for a yoga mat or a surfboard? Finally, embrace immersive slowcations. Vets are literally combining required continuing education credits with restorative travel. Picture wildlife conservation and bioluminescent bay tours at Costa Rica's Wild Sun Rescue, or a floral design craft vacation over in Belgium. Why take a standard vacation when you can take a slowcation that actively rebuilds your capacity to care? Escaping the clinical bubble through art, movement, or immersive travel isn't just some fun distraction. It's a vital, absolutely non-negotiable medical intervention for caregivers themselves.